We've asked our regions to engage the regional directors of the Electoral Commission, who are already on standby to conduct the exercise. The printing of ballot papers has been done, and I'm sure by now, in many of the regions, the distribution is in process. And so, barring any mishap, we think that there will be a smooth run of the elections tomorrow. But we are holding the elections in 259 constituencies instead of the 275. So in 16 constituencies, the elections will not be held.
For what reason?
For several reasons. In one of the constituencies, they are ready to go, but there is a funeral in that constituency. For which reason? A funeral of a prominent chief, which involves almost everybody who is also involved in the election. So the constituency brought an appeal for postponement, which has been granted. That is our constituency. Now, besides that, we have 15 other constituencies which are not ready. When I say it's not ready, you know, we need to elect our delegates through the branch election. The branch elections who converge tomorrow to vote for constituency executives. So if the branch elections have not been concluded successfully in some constituencies, then it will be difficult to proceed to do the constituency elections. And in other areas where the branches have been successfully done, the problem has been with various petitions about the qualifications and disqualifications of candidates for the election, for which reason people have appeal processes ongoing. We don't want to truncate the rights of our members, so we are giving enough time to make sure that these appeal processes run their course before we go to hold elections in those constituencies.
Mrs. Sidu Nketiah said the NDC internal process for resolving grievances has been effective, hence the party's ability to hold the elections in the 259 constituencies.
We have established a criteria for the elections, but there are individuals who interpret the criteria based on the facts that are available to them at any point in time. And because people are capable of misinterpretation or making mistakes, that is why at every stage of the party, we have an appeals committee to hear appeals from decisions that have been made. So we have a constituency appeals committee, regional appeals committee, and national appeals committee. So if people are dissatisfied with decisions taken at the constituency level, the appeal will lie first to the constituency. If resolutions are not found, then they can appeal further to region and then to national. And so the various appeal processes, some are being handled at the constituency, others are at the regional level, and yet many of them are with national. So that is the reason why we have decided that for the purpose of securing the democratic rights of our party members, we don't want to just ignore these appeals and then proceed to conduct elections.
How effective is your aggrieve settlement system within the party so that this could have settled for the elections to be held throughout the country at once?
I think that we have done extremely well in dealing with this petition, because in the past, it wasn't possible to hold a huge number of constituency elections in one day. So it's a major feat that we have achieved in getting ourselves ready to hold constituency elections in all constituencies except 15. It has never happened in the history of the party. And for the first time, our appeal structures have been very, very active, working day and night. And that is how come they have been able to resolve appeals flowing from all these huge number of constituencies. So it's a very extraordinary performance of our appeal processes. And because of that achievement, that is why we don't want to compromise the process by just riding roughshod of the 15 other remaining constituencies. And luckily for us, in many, many of the cases where people have sought redress in court, the courts have found it necessary to refer them to the internal appeal processes of the party. And I think that has been very, very good for us.
General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Esiedu Nketiah, in that interview with Phyllis Kofi.